Well, first of all, like I said, I've been married 16 years now. You've been through an entire evening of primarily folk music. One thing that you'll notice that is conspicuously absent from folk songwriting are songs about long-term relationships. You want to know why? It's because of the wild, decadent, out-of-control life of the folk singer. Oh, yeah. 4 or 5 nights a week in some church basement den of iniquity. Drinking God knows what kind of herbal tea, aphrodisiacs. Hanging around with scantily clad Unitarians. How are you gonna maintain a relationship that way? You can't. I'm only kidding. I don't mean to make Unitarians mad at me, because if you know anything about folk music, especially in New England, you know one thing for sure. If you piss off Unitarians, you're basically out of work. You know, that is true, but it's also true that it's very difficult to find something to say to piss off a Unitarian. And believe me, I've given it some thought. And this is what I've come up with. This is the only thing you can say if you want to be banished from Unitarian churches. You could say, God is a man. God is a Caucasian man. And he loves the military-industrial complex. Anything short of that, you should be all right. For those of us that have been married, say, over 10 years, you know, we talk differently to each other than those of you who've been married or been hanging around just a short amount of time. And for those young people in the audience, young couples, you know, like kind of fondling each other and all of that, I just want you to know that those of us that have been married over 10 years, we think you look ridiculous. Oh, thank you so much. What a great night. All right, back to reality tomorrow. All right.